This is Suno India production. You can now listen to all our episodes on our Android and iPhone app. Download it now.
During the July 2023 flood in Delhi, I went to the banks of Yamuna where it had flooded into the slums there. Now, even before I reached there, I could see solar panels from the several makeshift houses made of mud and tarpaulin from the Yamuna Bank metro station. These houses in what is called the Yamuna Khadar area are inhabited by migrant laborers, mostly from Bihar and Uttar Pradesh. I walked into one such house where Meena lives with two of her kids and her husband.
Ye do wo chauthi class mein hai, ek 9th class mein.
चौथी क्लास में दोनों?
हाँ, दो जुड़ो।
तो वो पढ़ते कैसे?
पढ़ते सुबह ट्यूशन जाते हैं, ट्यूशन के बाद फिर स्कूल चले जाते हैं।
और रात में
अगर है तो वही लाइट की जलती है, उसी से पढ़ लेते, काम हम कर लेते हैं।
Here, Meena is referring to a bulb in her house that is lit by a 100-watt solar panel that Meena's family owns.
नहीं जल रही है तो मोबाइल की लाइट जला के काम कर लेते हैं।
और फिर वो भी नहीं चलता तो?
नहीं चलता तो सुबह उठ के जल्दी काम करेंगे।
These are houses where electricity has never reached for several decades. But to my surprise, Meena's family has owned a solar panel for past 9 years in the 25 years she has lived there. This was probably before the sun started shining on the India's solar industry. Not just Meena's, I could see several other rooftops with one solar panel each. Meena is a poor person. Everything about her life is uncertain, even her house. Not relying on the government, her family bought a 100-watt solar panel for 5,100 rupees to ensure that they get access to electricity. She had no choice. Remember, Meena's family stays in a one-room space with only one bulb. The consumption of electricity is very low. She is settling for a 100-watt panel because of that. But a middle-class household is used to consuming a lot more electricity. With the government actively pushing more households to switch to solar energy, will the middle class who have access to conventional forms of electricity switch to solar energy? Hi, I'm Sneha Richharya and this is Climate Emergency. The Delhi government says that the city has 300 sunny days. It has estimated that the rooftop space available for solar panel in Delhi is 3100 square kilometers. 3,100 square kilometers is roughly about a suburb's size or about 5,700 football fields. What the government is trying to indicate here is that Delhi has huge solar energy potential. On 17th March, Aam Aadmi Party government in the capital notified the new Delhi solar policy in 2024, rolling out large incentives and subsidies for people to install solar power systems at their homes and businesses so that they can reduce electricity costs. Under the new policy, the government will look to triple Delhi's solar power consumption from 1500 megawatt to 4500 megawatt, which is approximately 20% of the city's overall power demand by March 2027. The Delhi government announced its first solar energy policy in 2016. In the policy, the government had a target of 2762 megawatt of solar installations till 2022. But these targets were barely met. The analysis by the Center for Science and Environment as part of its State of India's Environment Report 2021 said that the government met an abysmal 7% of the target when the report was published. The report said that this is also significantly behind the national average of 39%. While a number of societies in Dwarka and South Delhi have seen large-scale installations of solar rooftop panels, other parts of the city are yet to accept the trend despite the incentives offered under the capital's solar policy. I wanted to find out who is benefiting from Delhi government's solar policy. I saw solar panels on the rooftop of one of the independent houses in Delhi's Mayur Vihar area and I walked in. This is Rajiv Verma and Savita Srivastav, a middle-aged couple who installed a 4 kilowatt solar panel 2 years back. They have invested close to 1.5 lakh rupees on their solar installation and their private installer has told them that they will recover their cost in 3 to 4 years. But Rajiv is already upset about receiving bills of up to 500 rupees during monsoon months.
In BSNL, we were electrical infrastructure engineers for telecommunication. So, that's why we had दूसरों को भी लगवाते थे और हम लोग पिछले मतलब हमारा सिस्टम में ही था कि जब जब गवर्नमेंट की जो जो पॉलिसी आती थी वो सब कुछ हम लोग को जानना समझना पड़ता था, स्प्रेड करना पड़ता था और अपने डिपार्टमेंट में हम लोग इम्प्लीमेंट भी करना पड़ता था.
Rajiv Verma is a retired electrical engineer from BSNL, and even though Verma decided to install a solar panel after the Delhi government's 2016 solar policy, he chose to get it through a private installer, hence availing no government subsidy. I ask him why.
मतलब properly circulation और awareness नहीं थी और government की तरफ से भी वो उतना वो नहीं था. एक बार उन्होंने निकाला तो पॉलिसी निकाल दी तो हर एक तक पहुंचनी चाहिए, आम आदमी तक पहुंचनी चाहिए. तो अभी इंजीनियर्स को ही नहीं वापस नहीं पता चल पा रहा तो हम आम आदमी तक कहां पहुंचेगा.
Moreover, he tells me that even though the Delhi government is super excited about solar installation, the DISCOMs are not. DISCOMs are the companies that are responsible for the distribution of electricity to the consumers. These do not produce electricity. They buy the electricity from the producers and then sell it to the consumers. The Delhi solar policy mentions that the DISCOMs shall be responsible for managing all transactions and accounting processes relating to net metering, group net metering and virtual net metering.
भी मतलब उनके जो policies हैं या working procedures हैं वो उतने cooperative नहीं होते हैं जितने की होने चाहिए. सोलर के नाम पे होना चाहिए क्योंकि वो अगर हमसे लोग पूछते हैं तो कहते हैं हमने कहा कि हमें इतने पेपर साइन करने पड़े, इतने एफिडेविट लगाने पड़े, उसके बाद से उनको अप्रोच करना पड़ा.
ये आप डिस्कॉम्स की बात करेंगे?
हाँ, डिस्कॉम्स की बात करें कि डिस्कॉम्स से हमें या इंडिविजुअल को हम का मतलब कि इंडिविजुअल को वो कोऑपरेशन नहीं मिला जो कि नेशनल पॉलिसी होने की वजह से मिलनी चाहिए.
अच्छा,
तो डिस्कॉम का रोल जो होना चाहिए, जितना कोऑपरेटिव रोल होना चाहिए, जितना प्रॉम्प्ट होना चाहिए, वो प्रॉम्प्टनेस डिस्कॉम की, हमारे पर्टिकुलर डिस्कॉम की नहीं रही.
Verma tells me that installing a solar panel has its own complexities. He says that he was unwilling to go through the paperwork and bureaucracy to get a government subsidy on their solar installations, even though Verma got it from a private installer and no government subsidy was involved, he had to go through bureaucratic delays.
Capital laga phir kisi agency ko pakad kar ke lagwana karna DISCOM se ko cooperation milna earthing wagera iske liye earthing karani padti matlab jata hai ki earthing karane mein bhi ab chuki hamara top floor hai niche ground floor pe agar non cooperation mila तो अर्थ के लिए भी दिक्कत होगी. तो कोऑपरेशन होना चाहिए इसके लिए. अब हम थोड़ा सा यहाँ पर हमारा डब्ल्यू भी सेक्रेटरी है, लेन के भी सेक्रेटरी रहे हैं और चाहे व्यापारी मतलब उतनी से है तो हमको इतना ज़्यादा नहीं वो करना पड़ा. लेकिन अगर हम थोड़े से भी ढीले होते नहीं वो करते तो ये नॉन कोऑपरेशन
की वजह से आपको और
प्रॉब्लम आती और लोगों को आ सकती है.
What Verma is pointing out here is important. Duno Roy, who has worked in both rural and urban scenarios on land water management and secure settlements for over 4 decades, told me over a phone call that only 9% of the Delhi's population lives in Lutyens Delhi, which has many bungalows and open roof access. He told me that though it is difficult to get the exact number of open roof access houses in Delhi, but he was sure that such houses are fewer in number. Hence, most people in Delhi live in spaces that either have no roof access or the access to the roof is shared. Verma says that solar installations are not just about having capital, it's also about cooperation from your neighbors.
ज्यादातर जो मल्टी स्टोरी है उनपे ये चाहिए चाहिए और ये नेचुरली जो सबसे ऊपर होगा उसको ही मिलेगा और उसको ही सब सबको ये बेनिफिट नहीं मिलेगा.
ठीक है, ऐसा है कि जो टॉप फ्लोर पे रहता है छत उसके अधिकार में रहता है.
बहुत सारे ऐसे जगह है जहाँ पे वेदर और वो ज्यादा वो रहते हैं, नहीं आ पाते हैं. उसका ओरिएंटेशन, बिल्डिंग का ओरिएंटेशन ऐसा होता है कि सन किस पाथ से जा रहा है. आप इस वाले पाथ में है, आपका बिल्डिंग इधर है और सन इधर से जा रहा है तो उसको नहीं मिलेगा.
और अगर ये भी प्रॉब्लम कॉन्फ्लिक्ट हो सकता है ना कि अगर जैसे आपके यहाँ अभी धूप पड़ रही है, सामने वाला कोई बिल्डिंग बना रहा है, तो आप लड़ोगे उससे? कि मैंने तो यहाँ पे पैनल लगाया
है, ऐसा नहीं है, इसलिए इसको होमोजेनाइज नहीं किया जा सकता कि यहाँ हर एक को 300 मिलेगा।
करेक्ट,
हो सकता किसी को 50 मिले, किसी को 350 मिल जाए।
I spoke to AK Jha over a phone call. He is the executive officer at Power Ministry's Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy Management Center, the nodal agency responsible for implementation of the Delhi solar policy. He told me that he was aware about these conflicts, but there is nothing much the government can do about it. Jha said, and I quote, "We cannot do anything if there is a conflict over privately owned property. Cooperation is necessary." The vision of Delhi Solar Policy 2022 is to make solar energy accessible and affordable for all consumers in Delhi. It should be noted that in the past 2 months, the government has repeatedly promoted the policy that appears less like an environmental step taken to reduce emissions, but more like a policy to push subsidies and reduce electricity bills. Notably, the policy is being sold to all middle class and working class people, but is it really inclusive? Is it really consumer friendly? As the government says, a socio-economic survey conducted by the Delhi government between November 2018 and 2019 has found that 66.63% households in the city own their own homes, while 32.38% live in rented accommodations. However, since most of those who said they own the property were living in the pockets where a majority of resettlement colonies are located. So now the question arises, how many people in Delhi live in legally owned houses with an open roof access? The people I spoke to did not know about this. Solar rooftop installations in Delhi has been challenging as consumers face capital and space constraints as well as procedural hurdles. I could find many residential solar users in Delhi, but all of them got their installations from a private installer like Rajiv Verma. I asked Bineet Das from the Center for Science and Environment if I can find out who are the beneficiaries of the Delhi solar policy. I met some beneficiaries, but they were mostly people who could get solar through private these private companies, right? So they did not really seek any government subsidy under the policy because they could pay for it. So, I mean, if I want to even access a list of beneficiaries or people who benefited under the Delhi solar policy, how can I access it? And what tangible progress have we seen? The question is, under the household sector, the household adoption, I'm asking.
Good question. So, actually, what happened, basically, it was meant for the residential consumers. But unfortunately, we have not seen any uptake in the residential segment. But where the main capacity that came from was from the commercial and the industrial consumers. So basically it happened in a way that it targeted for the residential, but due to many other issues with the residential consumers, they were not able to gain the confidence, or they have not get the confidence from this particular policy in 2016. And as per my analysis, whatever data I have not seen any major progress, particularly in the residential sector. One of the discouraging factor that what we found is the 200 units of free electricity to the consumers. So obviously, if somebody gets free electricity, if some consumers get free electricity, they won't be, they won't invest, or they won't put up the solar power plant at their own rooftop with their own expenses.
The Delhi government has been providing free electricity to consumers with a monthly consumption of 200 units. A subsidy of 50% is given to those who use 200 to 400 units per month. Bineet says that the government is not releasing data related to the beneficiaries of the previous policy. I asked Jha from the Delhi government for data on solar installations in Delhi. He said that the government only has an aggregate number for solar installations, which is provided in the policy draft. However, the data on the electricity provided by the DISCOMs is available. According to the data on the total number of consumers of electricity in Delhi between 2021 and 22, provided by the DISCOMs, the domestic sector constituted over 83%, followed by the commercial sector at around 14%. The domestic sector basically consumes the bulk of the total electricity. And the domestic sector should be the one which should be targeted for solar installations if the goal is to reduce solar emissions. In other words, even if rooftop solar installations are done in all industrial and commercial structures in Delhi, the city will continue to run on electricity which is not fossil free. The government in its fresh 2022 policy draft has acknowledged that the consumers face space constraints, but it has also talked about creating quote-unquote targeted incentives and promoting innovative models for solar adoption. These are incentives like group net metering, virtual net metering, and community solar, all of which can be availed by people who either do not own a roof or live in houses which have shared roof access. Put simply, community solar lets people without suitable roofs own part of a solar system elsewhere. Net metering reduces bills by offsetting electricity with solar generation. Group net metering shares surplus energy among a consumer's connections. And virtual net metering shares solar energy credits proportionally among multiple owners of a solar system. I met Anil Agrawal, who has been the president of Vasant Kunj Residents Welfare Association. He lives in a DDA flat of a four-story building.
मैंने नीचे की फ्लोर पे एक मीटर ले लिया ऊपर की फ्लोर पे एक मीटर ले लिया 300 यूनिट फ्री हैं तो मेरा काम चल जाता है व्हाई शुड आई गो फॉर अ सोलर इन्वेस्टमेंट तो मतलब गवर्नमेंट की जो आम आदमी पार्टी की जो पॉलिसी है कि मैं फ्री बिजली दूंगा उसके कारण मेरे को सोलर लगाने की ज़रूरत नहीं मैं मल्टीपल मीटर लगाऊंगा मैं सोलर क्यों लगाऊंगा दिल्ली में 200 यूनिट पे आपको फ्री है मैं अपने फ्लैटेड एरिया में फ्लैटेड घर है मान लो मल्टीपल है नीचे पेरेंट्स रहते हैं मैं भी वहीं कंबाइन फैमिली है जॉइंट फैमिली है लेकिन हम अलग अलग फ्लोर पे रहते हैं तो अलग अलग मीटर मिल जाते हैं तो 400 × 400 × 400 1200 यूनिट मेरे वैसे ही इतने तो मेरे वैसे ही नहीं कंज्यूम होते किसी घर में एक घर में अपने तो मेरे को 1200 यूनिट में इंजॉय कर रहा हूँ कोई पैसा मतलब थोड़े बिजली का बिल देना पड़ता है ₹4 या ₹5 यूनिट पड़ता है डोमेस्टिक में अगर 400 से कम है आपका एवरेज पर यूनिट ₹4-5 पड़ता है मैं क्यों इन्वेस्टमेंट करूं सोलर की
अग्रवाल टेल्स मी दैट द पॉलिसी गिव्स नो क्लियर गाइडलाइंस फॉर डिस्प्यूट्स दैट अराइज ड्यू टू शेयर्ड रूफटॉप ओनरशिप्स
रीजन है जो आपको बताया शेयर्ड स्पेस है रूफटॉप तो शेयर्ड है आपने फ्लोर वाइज सेल कर दी प्रॉपर्टी चाहे वो प्लॉटेड है जी के भी ले लो कोठियाँ दी अब फ्लैट हो गए वसंत विहार भी ऐसे हो गए डीडीए फ्लैट तो है ही ऐसे तो मैं हम चार लोग हैं वी हैव कॉमन रूफ अब रूफ के ऊपर कोई राइट्स क्या क्लैरिटी नहीं मैं लगाना चाहता हूँ लेकिन ऊपर छत वाला कहता है मेरे पास रूफ राइट है मैंने ताला लगा दिया मैं नहीं देता चाबी अब मैं कहाँ इम्प्लीमेंट कराऊँ किस से बात करूँ एमसीडी में कंप्लेंट करता हूँ वो चुप रहते कोई रिप्लाई नहीं आता कोई एक्शन नहीं पुलिस के पास कोई एक्शन नहीं देर इज नो क्लियर पॉलिसी एंड गाइडलाइन कि कौन एक्शन करेगा इस चीज पे तो मैं उसको छोड़ देता हूँ
ही ऑल्सो सेज दैट दिस इज एन एटीट्यूड प्रॉब्लम
जब तक वो माइंडसेट ये है कि छत मेरी है जो टॉप फ्लोर वाला है यहाँ बिल्डर कहता है जी ये छत के रूफ राइट्स मैंने अपने पास रखे आप तो फ्लोर के मालिक रूफ राइट लेने हैं तो मेरे से अलग से पेमेंट करो इसके ऊपर क्लियर गाइडलाइन होनी चाहिए और उसकी इम्प्लीमेंटिंग अथॉरिटी होनी चाहिए आपने बोल दिया प्रेस रिलीज निकाल दिया डीडीए ने निकाल दिया कि इट इज़ ए कॉमन फॉर ऑल रूफ टॉप इज कॉमन फॉर द रेजिडेंट्स बिलो लेकिन उसकी इम्प्लीमेंटेशन कौन करेगा
आपके पास कुछ उदाहरण है कुछ एग्जांपल्स हैं कॉन्फ्लिक्ट चल रहा हो
हाँ हमारे वो एक हैं उन्होंने ऊपर छत पे बनने के लिए केस डाला पहले तो एमसीडी में कंप्लेंट करी पुलिस में करी डीडीए में करी किसी की कोई सुनवाई नहीं हुई कोई रिपोर्टिंग नहीं हुई बनता है देन ही गोज़ टू हाई कोर्ट हाई कोर्ट में पिछले मेरे ख्याल है 2 साल से चल रहा है इतने इन्वेस्टमेंट कौन करेगा इतना टाइम किसके पास है लगाने को वो तो चलो एक कोई रीज़न होगा उनका कि वो कर रहे हैं फाइट कर रहे हैं अपना केस लेकिन एवरीबडी इज नॉट सो दिस और सोलर के लिए तो मैं क्यों करूंगा इतना एफर्ट्स इतना सस्ता नहीं है जस्टिस लेना भी
अग्रवाल आल्सो टेल्स मी दैट फॉर पीपल लिविंग ऑन रेंट देयर इज अटमोस्ट डिसइंटरेस्ट I ask him if the community solar model can work to motivate people to get solar installations.
Who will give you the right? मैं अब मान लो मैं कहता हूँ चारों मिलके हम लगवा लें, चार नहीं तैयार होते कैसे करूँगा? सिंगल विंडो क्लियरेंस चाहिए, प्रॉपर गाइडलाइंस चाहिए, एक अथॉरिटी चाहिए, डायरेक्शन हो क्लियर. बिजली के कनेक्शन 63 लाख हैं दिल्ली में, ये आप गवर्नमेंट की इकोनॉमी वो पॉलिसी बताती है. और डोमेस्टिक और 21 लाख पानी का कनेक्शन है, मतलब बाकी लोगों के पानी नहीं है. दैट डिस्पैरिटी ऑटोमेटिकली टेल्स यू कि एक ही घर में 3-3 मीटर लगे, 4-4 मीटर लगे, तो 200 यूनिट कितना जला लेगा कोई.
फॉर ऑल हाई राइज बिल्डिंग्स द बिल्डर्स कीप द रूफ राइट्स टू देमसेल्व्स. द रूफ ओनर्स प्रेफरेबली रेंट आउट इवन द रूफ स्पेस टू अर्न एक्स्ट्रा रिटर्न्स.
और बिल्डर भी जब बनाता है फ्लोर वाइज तो रूफ राइट्स को अलग से रखा जा रहा है, जो कि क्लियरली हमारी रजिस्ट्री की गाइडलाइन में डॉक्यूमेंटेशन में ये क्लियर होना चाहिए, उसमें लिखा जाना चाहिए कि रूफ राइट्स आर कॉमन टू ऑल द बिलो रेजिडेंट्स. जब ये चीज़ें मेंशन होने लग जाएंगी आपके डॉक्यूमेंट में, रजिस्ट्रेशन में और अदरवाइज भी, ऑटोमेटिकली पीपल विल स्टार्ट थिंकिंग लाइक दैट.
In my phone conversation with Arshi Chadda, who is a co-founder of Bridgeway Power, a residential and commercial solar installation company, she said that she has closely worked with the government on solar installations and she feels that DISCOMs are badly understaffed and government employees remain ill-informed and untrained. Jha from the Power Ministry in Delhi did not want to comment on issues related to the DISCOMs. He cited the current implementation of the Model Code of Conduct to decline a comment. While notifying the new solar policy, Power Minister Atishi said that camps will be set up in different parts of the city to facilitate the process of solar installations. The government is sure that their policy and its implementation will ensure that by 2027, 20% of Delhi's electricity comes from solar power. However, not a lot has been said on how the government will deal with the space constraints and procedural delays.